Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Big thanks to Kendall Fuller for joining us on Grant and Danny, Garnet Hathaway of the Capitals. Next on the show, coming up at 1:30, right here on 106.7 The Fan. Our movie club in just a minute, so keep it right here for our thoughts on Casino and the decision that will be made by the four of us on what we will watch tonight. If you're a part of the GND Movie Club and you want to weigh in either on Casino or tonight's movie, you can tweet us at Grant H. Paulson. Danny, give me some thoughts, some takeaways from our Kendall Fuller discussion. I did love what he had to say about how much he's grown in the last 2 years and just how much he's benefited from playing in huge games. Remember, the Chiefs basically knocked off the Patriots last year, if not for stupid overtime rules, and then got to and won the Super Bowl this year. So in back-to-back seasons, he's been on some huge stages for that team as they competed deep into the postseason this past year, but also positioned themselves to make a run last year.
Big takeaway for me is I don't want to say it reinforced something that I've always kind of thought, but Andy Reid, the difference a really good coach makes in this league is worth its weight. You know, I mean, you think about how talented all these guys are. And yeah, they're superstars, they're freaks, there are, you know, unblockable monsters. There are Aaron Donalds, there are Deion Sanderses, Lawrence Taylors, and, you know, all the first ballot gold jacket guys. But this is a league of depth. This is a league where everybody, in almost everybody that's on a roster, if put in the right situation, could thrive to some degree. And it sounds like just that culture of work that those guys put in under Andy Reid, who you don't think of as a disciplinarian. Think of a guy that's going to crack a joke about eating cheeseburgers because his team, you know, scored 45 points and won. You know, that was the thing that jumped out to me kind of right away, is having the right leadership in place was a huge deal to set that program.
I don't think enough about, and I think I sleep on this a little bit, you know, how important it is to bring guys in who have won recently. You know, one thing Scott McLuhan did when he was here, I thought, is he tried to address that at the time, you know, Denver with David Bruton, I'm trying to think of the Seattle safety. They weren't particularly good players, Jaron Johnson. But he was bringing in kind of like second-tier guys from winning cultures and winning programs, Potrose, Terrence Knighton. And he kind of surrounded the locker room with these players all over the place who had been on some really good teams previously, like Deshaun Goldson. And I thought that that did help. I thought you had a strong leadership group and veteran core at that time. Now, Fuller is really young. He's only 25. And Fuller House is a guy who has only been in the league for 4 years now. But there's a value to winning. And to your point, to just seeing how different it is. I won't forget a conversation I had with a player who played under Jay Gruden early on and left and went elsewhere. And I said, you know, I remember asking them, thinking about just Jay Gruden, who I've always liked as a dude and as a coach, I thought was okay and just fine. And I said, what did you learn after you left? And they said, honestly, I learned that we didn't have much of a chance. I said, really, why is that? And they talked about a day where there were 16 players like late for stretching before a practice, essentially, where it was just like, in droves, these guys were coming out to the practice field. And he's like, at my next stop, and I won't say what team it was because it could give it away, but it's not a particularly unbelievable NFL head coach, but just a guy who's been around for a few years. He's like, that just wasn't tolerated. Like, our coach just wouldn't have abided that. And when he was with Jay Gruden, the point was, if guys kind of came out early, that's great. If they came out on time, that's cool too. You're supposed to. But if you don't, nothing's going to happen. And in bringing that up, I guess, with Kendall Fuller, what I would say is it was cool to hear him talk about learning from Andy Reid, to your point, and just how different it is when you're in a winning culture.
Yeah, and that's and this is what I was said about Scott McLuhan. It was way less about excellent drafting or free agent acquisitions, because that's a checkered record at best, just like anybody else that's been in charge of the Redskins. But somehow you found yourself with a better record and a better team over those couple of years than you did any other time surrounding that. And we act like it's a big coincidence. Culture. And that's why I was so excited about the Ron Rivera hire initially, even though it meant it's a structure that I don't think works in terms of having the coach also be the GM. Having a good culture is worth a lot. It gives you a chance, right? Instead of waiting for lightning in a bottle where you have to have a miraculous 4 or 5 game winning streak to back your butt into the playoffs, this is a chance. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but now you've got a chance if you allow that good culture to perpetuate.
So before we get into Casino, our movie, we got to get to the Grant and Danny Movie Club. Thom just posted in the G-Chat, he heard a child who is claiming the child. Reagan's asleep, so if he heard a child, it was not the president. Does that mean either Bill or Byron are on the board for the first time?
I did not hear it, so it's, which is weird because it's clearly in my house. If, I mean, the president is taking her presidential
nap
at this
stage. Who are we going to assign this one to for the scorekeeping?
Could you tell, Thom?
Only thing I heard was a very high-pitched squeal, almost like a child running in another room at full speed.
That's a Byron Kerr situation.
That's a Byron.
Yes, that is a Byron.
Okay.
That is a Byron. There we go.
Fiona has 4 since we've been doing the home show. She's been on the show 4 times. Byron 1, Bill 0, and neither wife has made a cameo yet, either screaming or asking us a question while we're live on the air. All right, let's get to Casino. I hate that we don't have a lot of time, but we've got a few minutes here. So you go first and do the heavy lifting here. It's a 1995 movie. It's too long, by the way. 2 hours and 58 minutes. It is excellent, though, as is normally the case. Martin Scorsese, he's great at a lot of things. Trimming the Fat is not one of those things, man. De Niro, Pesci, you can't do a whole lot better than that. It's one of these films I didn't even realize until a couple years ago. It's based off of a book of a writer who actually followed a guy around for 4 years.
Nicholas Pileggi,
for years, who ran the mob, casinos, and out of casinos. But that said, Danny, I mean, it's a classic. I don't have a lot to add other than it's one of my favorite mob movies. What would you say about Casino?
It's criminally underrated because it's not Goodfellas or Godfather, and it kind of gets forgotten.
I like it better than those,
by
the way.
I don't know if it's better than Goodfellas or The Godfather, but it's great. I mean, I know that it's De Niro at his finest as Ron Rothstein, based on the real-life character of Frank Lefty Rosenthal. Sharon Stone, who won an Academy Award for this thing, is amazing. Joe Pesci is perfect. The small roles of people like Don Rickles as the casino manager are outstanding. James Woods as the perfectly cast, sleazy as all get out, Lester Diamond, is outstanding. Kevin Pollak is the patsy. Philip Green, who's just signing paperwork over to the president of the Teamsters, etc. This movie is a 10. I love it. It is one of my favorite films ever. It's one of those that I'll pick up at different parts, and you'll catch like a little something, a little subtlety about the way they do the narration to give the exposition and everything. I love this film. It is an all-timer, a masterwork when Scorsese was just knocking fastballs out of the park.
Sharon Stone nominated, the only nomination for this film, for an Academy Award for Best Actress, by the way. It won the Golden Globe for Best Performance by an Actress in a Motion Picture, Sharon Stone. And it did get nominated for the Golden Globe for Best Director, for Martin Scorsese. Otherwise, not enough hardware, as far as I'm concerned, for Casino. Darren Thami, anything to add before we pick today's movie?
I'm going to agree with you, Grant, on the idea that the movie is too long. I think that it hits a lull maybe in hour two early on, where there's so much Sharon Stone complaining, so much of her laying around the house. All I want to see is more action. All I want to see is more Ace Rothstein in the casino. We don't get that. The only thing you get at the second part of the movie, which is great, is when the feds land the airplane on the golf course while they're playing golf.
It's a classic.
That's
and they jog.
That's the only thing in that part of the movie that's entertaining to me. But yeah, if it had been trimmed down, just like every Scorsese movie besides Goodfellas that we've ever talked about, if it was trimmed down just a little bit, it would be so much better.
I think he just loved, and I give him credit for this because his stuff is so good. But I think he loves his scenes so much that like every one of them is a child or something.
Yeah,
and he just can't. It's like a writer who can't take sentences out or words out or paragraphs out. There's just occasionally a little bit too much fat. But I'm critiquing, again, one of my favorite movies and one of the best movies of its genre. So if you missed the movie club last night and you want to run Casino back, you should. You can give us your thoughts at Grant H. Paulson, at Funny Danny. Dar, do you have anything before you give us our list for today?
No, just that it's a little longer than I'd like. So today's list is going to be a lot shorter.
We love that. All right, Dar, you have, by the way, Danny, you've kind of put a little pressure on Dar as well to get right here. His first game, he threw three picks. He made some mistakes that on Wednesday and Thursday we thought he'd be able to handle. So he needs to basically lead us down the field and not turn the ball over today, would you say?
Listen, part of this is our fault because like I thought it was a different movie altogether.
I am taking no responsibility for your guys' choices.
No responsibility?
None at all.
All right.
I put a lot of good movies on that list, and you chose the stinker.
Ooh. All right. What do you got for us today, and what order do you want us to go in?
Well, you're not going to like it. So let's just start with you, Grant.
Okay, very good.
Actually, no, you're going to like a lot more than Danny, so let me start with Danny.
Go for
it. Go for it.
These are going to be comedies found on Netflix. It's probably the best Netflix has to offer. Keep that in mind.
There are new movies streaming on Netflix we could talk about later, but go for it.
The Other Guys.
No.
Oh, come on. That's like the best of the bunch.
Oh, no.
Step Brothers.
Yes.
Game Over Man with Adam Devine.
No.
21 and Over.
I don't know what that is.
It's a college
comedy. It's a good little teenager, like, dumb comedy. You'll hate it, but it's fine.
All right, so I'll say yes to that.
Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
Yes.
Ooh. Cop Out.
No.
Hot Rod.
Yes.
Search Party with TJ Miller.
No.
Okay. Goon.
I have no idea what that is. What is that?
Hockey movie.
I've always
with
wanted
Stifler.
To watch that movie.
It's actually good.
It's Liv Schreiber and Sean William Scott.
I'll say yes.
Stifler.
Yeah. I said yes.
Okay. Mr. Right with Anna Kendrick.
No.
Okay. Hancock.
Yes.
Always Be My Maybe.
That's Ellie Wong. I'll say yes.
Yes. Okay. Danny, what did you say on Cop Out? Yes or
no? I said no.
Okay.
So we got, I think, Step Brothers, Zach and Miri, Hot Rod, Goon, Hancock, and Always Be My Maybe.
We got a boatload.
Let's go to Grant.
All right, here we go.
Step Brothers.
Yes.
21 and Over.
No.
Okay. Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
Yes.
Hot Rod.
No.
Okay. Goon.
Yes.
Hancock.
Yes.
Always Be My Maybe.
No.
Oh. Okay. Tommy, let's go.
All right.
Step Brothers.
Yes.
Of course. Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
No.
And Goon.
No. Step Brothers.
Hancock.
No.
So Tommy picked Step Brothers.
He shoehorned it. That's Tom's music.
Fuck on. It's
you
daily
can see
music.
It coming. You can see it coming. That was perfect.
All right. So Step Brothers tonight is the movie in the Grant and Danny Movie Club. I'm very excited about that. I have no issues with Tom manhandling the operation.
As soon as it was on the table.
Right, forcing in Step Brothers. Well done, sir. The Catalina Wine Mixer is set for tonight. We're Grant and Dennett. Garnet Hathaway joins us at 1:30. Caps forward Garnet Hathaway will be on the show in 10 minutes at 1:30. We're Grant and Danny. Welcome back. 106.7 The Fan. Add this to my list. There's not many, but there's a few things we've listed, Danny, of benefits or things that have gone better during this awful pandemic that is costing people jobs and lives and so many terrible things. So we're putting together a list, as minimal as these things are, of some of the benefits that seem kind of minimal in our lives.
Trying to keep a running list, yeah.
Your boy is just pummeling water.
Are you?
Yeah, normally, I just can't. I'm Odell Beckham Jr. I can't drink water. It's an impossibility. I don't know why I've got this new bit where I get the biggest giant plastic cup out of like our counter, And I've realized with a straw that I crush water, but I need a straw. So at home here, we have a bunch of straws. Environmentally friendly, of course. Nobody
yes, of course. Yes, Ryan.
But I drink the water with a straw, and I just guzzle this hydrogen to oxygen to my friend. So your guy, this is what it took maybe to get me into the water game a little
bit. All it took was a quarantine to get my pal Grant Paulson to drink the normal human being amount of water. All right. Neato, gang.
And I'm not positive I'm drinking the normal human being amount. I'm just drinking a lot more than I was.
More than you. What, right, that's a dubious honor. Any water at all is more than you normally drink.
1,000% chance you're drinking more water than me, like while I'm excited and a concerted effort to do it. But nobody drinks more water than you. I think you're in the 99th percentile. I really do.
I would say so. We're different in a lot of ways. But what I don't get about people that aren't like me, because you know, like generally you can see the other side or you try to see other people's perspectives, you walk them out in their shoes, etc. The thing that I can't relate to, I am so thirsty all the time. I open my mouth to say one word, I need so much water. I constantly need water. I'm so ravenously thirsty. I don't understand how other people aren't that way. I don't get that. I don't get how anybody could go minutes without putting liquid into their mouths. I don't understand that and never will. I'll never get that.
The biggest difference between us, would you say third, like item to be named later that's not on the top of my head right now, water consumption or how much we sweat? And is sweat related in any way to the water consumption?
It's 100% part of it for me. I'm losing that internal water, if that's even a thing. I'm sure that's very scientific. I lose my internalized water. But, like, that's what it is. It's like I'm constantly sweating. I constantly need water. I'm sure those are related things because you don't sweat. You're, like, for a man of any kind of large carriage, the idea that you don't sweat is amazing. It's amazing. Even when I was skinny, I sweated a lot. Sweated, is that the past tense of sweat?
I think it's sweated a lot.
Montez sweated a lot. I mean, didn't matter when. When I weighed 100 pounds, I sweat a ton. When I weighed 200 whatever pounds, sweat a ton. And any weight in between, so much perspiring. So much.
The real guy, Lorian, on Twitter says, add to the pluses from the quarantine list straight to streaming theater movies. Very true. I have not taken advantage of that yet. I know some people have. It's certainly on the to-do list if I run out of content otherwise. Wynn says, I might watch Step Brothers twice for Movie Club starting right now.
You'd be the expert on the movie.
I've probably seen that movie 50 times, and for some reason I'm excited to watch it again tonight. I haven't seen it in months, so
that's
like watching it for the first time.
Yeah, that's a movie I always catch in the middle. I always end up seeing it, you know, starting 20 minutes in or 40 minutes in. Like, I can't remember the beginning of the movie. Honestly, yeah. I can't remember, like, the opening credits because I haven't seen those in forever.
I think Will Ferrell movies in general, like, it's not as though you're getting tricked or there's a twist or a turn, so the second time you watch it, it's not as good.
Right.
It's just kind of fairly cheesy good humor. Yeah. And so it ages like a fine wine, typically.
To me, I'm now over the sort of Anchorman-style character of Will Ferrell, super bravado. You know what I mean? Where he's not necessarily doing the Anchorman voice, but it's that kind of like, just let him, you know, improvise for 30 minutes, and then we'll just take the one that makes the most sense for the plot and just sort of do that. I'm a little bit over those at this point, but when you add another funny person to his ensemble that he could play off of, right? And I think John C. Reilly is his equal, who is an underrated mega talent, right? Just he's not devastatingly handsome, so he doesn't get some of the same roles. Okay. I think that dude is excellent. So this movie really, really works for me.
Well, one more thing I'll say, and then I want to hit on Chris Godwin for a second. But I saw Will Ferrell on Jerry Seinfeld's Comedian in Cars with Coffee and Pancakes and whatever that show is.
Yeah, yeah.
And Will Ferrell was hysterical on that. Mm-hmm. And he was Ferrell. I mean, he wasn't a character. He wasn't acting. They were sitting there talking shop in a coffee shop or some like little deli or something. And he was one of the funnier people I've seen on that. So I know he's still got it. I know
Absolutely.
He's still got his fastball.
Absolutely.
It's just a matter of I've seen it enough now. He's got to do something else to kind of catch me off guard. Real quick, before we get to Garnet Hathaway, Chris Godwin has given Tom Brady the number 12. And I say given because he literally gave it to him. He said, I respect Brady. He's one of the greatest of all time. If he wants to wear 12, he can wear 12. He didn't charge him. He didn't ask for anything. I think that's the right play here with Brady coming to Tampa Bay. But he could have held out, man. He could have at least gotten tens of thousands of dollars. He could have you made some type of crazy demand, like Brady's got to buy a suite for his family and Brady's family or something. Players get really creative. I was not surprised that Godwin gave up the number he's going to wear, number 14, but I think he missed an opportunity there to maybe hold Brady over the coals just a little bit, because TB14 doesn't sound as good as TB12.
No, it does not. And maybe you can make him rebrand, or you get a piece of TB12 or something like that. I don't know. It's one of those things where you want to be welcoming your new teammate that's down there to be the savior, to put you guys over the top, right? And he's a legend. He's your first ballot gold jacket guy. But I don't know. I'm with you. Maybe he hopes that Tom Brady will just give him something now because of that, right? Because of the goodwill, and there's no holding out. There's no negotiation. So maybe he just hopes, well, now I'll get like an ATV out of it, or now I'll get like he'll buy me a car or something like that. I don't know.
If I'm Godwin, I call him up and I say, listen, dude, I understand that 12 is important to you. I'm going to give you 12. And you, as a trade-off, are going to give me $10,000. And you say, oh, he makes hundreds of thousands. What does he need that for? You know what? Because it's $10,000 more than he had.
It's cash.
And to Tom Brady, by the way, that's like some of us like sending someone a $20 bill in the mail. It's going to be okay.
Sure.
His 10 G's with he and Giselle, they're not going to notice that it's missing. So why not? This is the going rate. I'm not going to do some charity. And if he wants to turn around and, by the way, donate it, that would have been cool this time of year. Say, hey, with sure. everything going on, I'll give you the jersey number. You donate 10 G's to this cause, and let's call it a day. I think everyone would have said, no problem. But good for Chris Godwin being a good teammate, culturally setting the tone there, saying Tom Brady doesn't have to do anything but show up because he's the best, according to Godwin, who's ever lived. And to that I say, did you guys just bring in Peyton Manning? That's weird.
Oh,
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Next, Garnet Hathaway of the Capitals. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan, live from my basement in Danny's laundry room. The show goes on. Tomorrow is going to be huge. Davey Martinez, manager of the Nationals at 11. Max Scherzer, ace starting pitcher of the Nats at 1. Would have been the day that the Nats unveiled their banner and played their first home game of the season. But because they won't be doing that, we'll be celebrating on the radio. We'll give you all the details before we get out of here, coming up in just about 15 minutes. But right now, we are pleased to go to the Mattress Warehouse Hotline. Welcome onto the show. One of my favorite Caps, a winger who works his butt off on the fourth line in the bottom six for the Capitals, grinding, being physical, and scoring timely goals. Garnet Hathaway is on Grant and Danny. Garnet, good to have you back on the show, man. Thanks so much for hopping aboard. How are you?
I'm doing well, guys. No, I really appreciate you guys having me on.
Of course.
Crazy time. So we got a bunch of things to ask you about the NHL season being halted and what you're doing to stay busy. But let's just start with the venture that you've got right now with Superfood and the company that feeds the Capitals. You guys are doing something amazing for first responders. Please let people know how they can help, if you would.
Yeah. So Hass Heroes has partnered with Superfood Performance Nutrition, who has for a long time fed the Washington Capitals. They're a local business, and so we've partnered with Chef Robbie and their newly launched Superfood Market, which is amazing. They have an amazing initiative with Kid Power and DC Central Kitchen. So right now, with Hass Heroes, for every meal we purchase through them and through our donations, they're donating a free meal to high-risk individuals in the area through their new initiative and their partnership with Kid Power and DC Central Kitchen.
And it's such awesome. A need now, right? Yeah. Now, Garnett, as you kind of alluded to, it's important all the time, but it's never been more important right now. How'd you come up with the idea?
You know, luckily we have a great connection with Chef Rob, but really, you know, in this, like you guys said, it's a crazy time right now, but ever since I got to Washington, I felt like I was, you know, immediately accepted in the community. And I think right now we're realizing how much the first responders in our area are protecting us and really putting themselves on the line. You know, they're on the front lines, and, you know, a lot of us are able to stay safe at home and with our families, but, you know, they're out there keeping us safe. And, you know, this is we found a great way to support them is through prepared meals. And Chef Rob and them make some great meals. I can attest to it. So, that's, you know, that's how we started the partnership, and it's grown. And we really hope that we can get some support and feed as many first responders as we can.
Yeah, I know, Robbie, they do a lot of good work, and my brother is a chef who's actually working with you guys now, making some of the meals. And, you know, it's a really cool thing that you're doing to try to get the word out and also to help our first responders. So the way that people can participate and help Garnet Hathaway is to go to washcaps.com/Hath's Heroes. That's washcaps.com/Hath's Heroes. And I think I was told, wanted to do something cool maybe for people that made any kind of donations during the segment as well, right?
Yeah, so right now, like Grant said, you can get on the website as well, or through Twitter you can find the link. But from right now and until 2:30, if you guys donate, I'd be happy to tweet out a personalized thank you. You know, I'm really appreciative to anyone who's in a situation that they're fortunate enough to donate and willing to donate. It really, anything makes a difference. And, you know, anything I can do to incentivize people to help out, I'm glad to.
All right, so if you donate and then you tweet at Garnet, you'll get a personal response and interact with him, which is really, really cool. And Garnet Hathaway of the Capitals is joining us now. And, again, it's washcaps.com/Hath's Heroes to help feed nutritious meals to some of the first responders and help them take care of people who are not able to feed themselves right now. What's it been like for you, man? I mean, you guys find out as you're preparing for your next game that the season's being halted. And I don't think at that point any of us knew what was coming down the pike. But what have you been doing to stay busy, and what kind of shape are you in right now if in fact they say, hey, we're ramping up with the playoffs right away? Like, what do you think that would look like?
Yeah, you know, like you said, it was a shock. You know, we were preparing for that game against Detroit. We were all sitting in our video room. We just watched the pre-scout. And right when it finished, they came in and they had canceled pregame skate. And then a few hours later, canceled the game. And, you know, like we thought, it was only going to be a few days or maybe a week. But it's been tough. You know, we all miss hockey, but it's been pretty hard to not be able to skate. So we've, you know, luckily I have a bike at home. I've been doing some makeshift workouts, and, you know, the Caps organization and the trainers there have helped the guys out on the team a lot, you know, giving us workouts to do and making sure that if and when we get back going, then we'll be in the best shape possible.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Like, what if you can't get on the ice, really, because there are only so many ice rinks? What are you doing? Are you putting in the old, like, Billy Blanks Tybo videos? I mean, what are you doing to try to stay in shape, man?
You know, it was pretty funny that first week. I ended up going to Dick's Sporting Goods, and I picked up pretty much every sporting thing you could. I got a basketball and a football and tennis rackets, and I was ready to play. So I've had to adjust a little bit, just trying to, you know, keep physically, you know, ready as well as, you know, mentally fresh. I think, you know, our mental health right now is, if not, you know, as important as our physical, to make sure that we're ready to go coming back.
Garnet Hathaway with us on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. So Ovi actually came out, I don't know if you heard this, on a conference call this past week, in addition to saying that his binge show that he's been watching is Deal or No Deal, which, Ovi, you got to do better than Deal or No Deal, bro. I mean, that's not really that bingeable. Is that weird to you that he picked Deal or No Deal as the show that he's like watching all day long?
No, because it's on at the rink a lot, actually. You'd be surprised the amount of guys who follow that show.
That's hilarious.
You'll get some game days, guys can't get home until they figure out if they made a deal or not.
That's funny.
It's too funny.
That's hilarious.
Well, so he said that, but he also said like he wouldn't want a handful of regular season games when they come back. He'd want to just start with the playoffs. And I know everyone has a little different opinion on that. I'm just curious to get your thoughts. Would you rather play, say, 5 or 7 games, whatever, you know, they decide on the schedule to help kind of determine the bottom seeding of some of the teams that are on the outside looking in, or would you rather just start with the seeds as they are and get right into the playoffs? Just you personally.
Yeah, personally, I think either way, they would just need to make sure they figure out the best way to make the players not only prepared to play in a game, but, you know, also, you know, make sure they're not going to get hurt when you do jump into games. You know, I, in a sense, I'd have to agree with O. You know, I think it's nice. Also, we're in a great spot in the playoffs in positioning. So, and I want to win a Stanley Cup. So I'd say let's get the playoffs going. But I can see both sides of the argument, and I think there's going to be a long discussion before we pick one of them.
Garnet, my last one for you is very, very quick. I know it's your first year in Washington, and I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page here. Don't you just hate the Penguins?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. That's really good. Nice job.
Those games are fun, though. It was, especially that last one in Pitt, it was great to get into that rivalry and see what all the talk was about.
Hey, I know that this is a crazy time, but let's not use the past tense. Hopefully we've got like four more games against them coming.
Yeah,
that's right.
Four victories, and we pummel them into submission for the second time in as many chances in the playoffs over the last 3 years. I would really enjoy that.
I would too, guys.
Hey, have you, by the way, nice real party. Quick, have you binged anything? Is there any shows or TV that you've been watching?
You know what? I've started watching a lot of the James Bond movies, actually. So I'm in watching Sean Connery right now, which has been pretty great.
So that's the area you're in at this point is the Connery area.
You know
so,
what?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I went kind of backwards, to be honest with you. I started with
Daniel Craig.
You know what? No, I Pierce Brosnan.
Pierce
and then
Brosnan.
I went to Daniel
Ooh,
Craig.
Pierce.
And now I'm so you know what? It started a little bit before. The season was put on pause, but. You know, now I was Dr. No and Sean Connery was the last one. So it's,
if this thing keeps going, we're going to need someone to do like some TV or movie reviews for us. So maybe Garnet Hathaway could be our guy.
I'd be happy to.
Love it.
All right, great. Well, again, you got to go check out the website right now and help Garnet make a difference. It's a really cool idea. Again, the Twitter account for Superfood is MySuperFD, and the website is washcaps.com/ Hath's Heroes. That's washcaps.com/Hath's Heroes. Thanks, buddy. You're doing great work. Really appreciate it. And thanks for all you're doing. And stay safe, man.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate you having me on.
Got it, buddy.
Also, stay safe. Yeah.
There's Garnet Hathaway on Grant and Danny. Hearing his voice just makes me miss the Caps that much more, Danny. I got to be honest with you.
I know. I just wish we were talking about the playoffs. I wish we were doing like the pep rally shows and having Joe B let us know that this matchup will be tough, guys. I miss it.
I need it in my veins. It's a killer. Grant and Danny on the Fan will put a bow on the show next. Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan. Been a heck of a show. Huge thanks to Kendall Fuller of the Redskins, Garnet Hathaway of the Capitals for joining us over the last hour and change. Tomorrow is going to be Larger Than Charge as well. Really excited about our Thursday broadcast because we're going to turn the clocks back to October a little bit and celebrate the Washington Nationals. Tomorrow's going to be tough. I'm just going to tell you, as a DC sports fan,
yep.
When you wake up knowing you are probably going to be at Nats Park, celebrating the World Series championship, watching the banner be unveiled. But we're going to celebrate on the Fan regardless on the day that should have been opening day in D.C. that's been taken from us. A sponsored tomorrow all day long by Paisano's Pizza and paisanospizza.com. Not just something, but something for every – not just pizza, but something for everyone. Sing that along with me. And Nationals Philanthropies, you're going to have opportunities to win prizes and take part in really cool endeavors with different Nats. Based on donating for a great cause as we raise some money for folks who cannot feed themselves and are having trouble doing so around Washington, D.C. But part of our celebration will be that Davey Martinez is with us to look back at the playoff run at 11 a.m. and Max Scherzer at 1 p.m. tomorrow as well, Danny. So they're on our show. Rizzo's on with the Junkies. Chad's got Adam Eaton and Ryan Zimmerman. It's going to be an all-day affair on what should have been Nats home opener day on 106.7 The Fan.
It's going to be weird. I mean, it's just another in a sea of weirdness. It's a big weird pile that we're just making out in the backyard right now with how strange everything is. But I think tomorrow it's going to hit me. You know, the first major milestone that got taken away from me as a sports fan was that perfect opening weekend of March Madness, right, where it's Thursday through Sunday. It's games from 12 to 12. And all the drama, all the nail-biting, everything about it's so great. That was the first one where I go, damn, I missed this, right? You know, once we got into what would have been the Sweet 16 and stuff, and you're not sure that you're going to get those same quality games. I enjoy that, but not the same. Opening day And then opening day specifically for this Nationals club here at home to one more time memory lane this SOB, one more time to get an ovation for Howie Kendrick, for Max Scherzer, for Steven Bleepin' Strasburg, dude. One more time into the reach for Adam Eaton and Juan Soto, for goodness sakes. Imagine Juan Soto sprinting out to left field on opening day at Nationals Park, right? Imagine the fans in the bleachers going ham for that guy. You know, one more time for Mr. National Ryan Zimmerman for that World Series run last year, hitting a home run off Garrett Cole in game one to make sure everyone knew that the Nationals weren't just here to get rolled over. The entire set of memories rushing back while we celebrate the new season, stripped away, taken away. And again, not a tragedy. Big picture, I understand that. Simply saying from a sports fan's perspective, tomorrow's going to bum me out a little bit, but we are going to do our best to remember how great that run was.
Yeah, and just to cut people off at the pass, we understand there are larger issues in play here, and we understand that baseball at the end of the day is not as significant as losing a job or not being able to pay the bills or the, you know, thousands of people that have lost their lives, and that is every bit more tragic than baseball is, obviously. But in our little bubble, in our little world, there have been some difficult days where you say, damn, today should have been, and tomorrow will be one of those days. Along those lines, by the way, we just crossed 200,000 people in terms of the number of growing cases in America, which leads the world and confirms coronavirus cases with COVID-19. Deaths entering today was over 4,000 and climbing, and recoveries were over 7,100, and those will continue to climb, luckily, as well. But just a reminder that, look, if you're feeling okay, that's great. Help as many people out as you can right now, including our buddy Garnet Hathaway, who just joined us, and so many others who can't help themselves, because it's just a tough time for everybody.
We're on it together. And all you can do is everything you can do, right? If you're in a position to help, please do so. If you're not, you can help by getting out of the way and letting people that are out there on the front lines do it. Again, everybody's pulling the rope in the same direction except for the jackasses that are ruining Zoom meetings.
Yeah, we need those people to not be doing that. I sounded like Trump. Those people.
You know those people. They can't let a Zoom meeting go without ruining it, okay?
Tomorrow, Davey at 11, Scherzer at 1, looking forward to that. And before the end of the week on Friday, we're expected to be joined by Thomas Davis of the Washington Redskins, one of their new linebackers, who's one of the best interviews in football and an all-around pretty good guy. Danny saying so long from his basement. I'm in mine in Virginia. Thanks for listening. For Tom and Brendan, braving the elements and going in studio in D.C., much appreciated. Chad Dukes versus the world. Up next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.